Tammy, I'm going to take you back to a little over a week ago when two men had a dream.
Oh, boy.
A dream to almost not partake in a horseshoe tournament, changed their mind, and darn near won the thing. Can you guess who they were, Tammy?
Well, I'm going to guess one of them was you, John,
yes, it was.
Since you want to talk about
and
it.
And the other person was my cousin, Rick. Hey, Rick, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, John.
So, Tammy, we were all together for a family reunion in Rochester, New York, where my sister Wendy and her husband Rick live.
Yes.
They have a yearly horseshoe tournament in their backyard. And I'm not talking about a couple people. Like, over 100 people were there. It's it's huge. Band, catered. It's really it's a party, all right?
Yeah, with a band?
Now, I had a couple reasons why I wasn't going to partake in this horseshoe tournament. I'm not sure you're aware, but I had back surgery years ago. Are you aware of that?
Rick, how many times did you hear about that?
Yeah, well, I've heard the story many times.
Wow. And I was having, as they say in the back injury business, a bad day.
Okay.
And also, I'm a dummy. I don't want to burn money. There's money involved here.
Oh, okay.
And all these guys play a lot.
Yeah, I don't know the last time you played horseshoes. When was it?
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say 7 years ago. How about you, Rick?
Never.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Never played horseshoes. Nobody plays horseshoes in Chicago.
Fair enough. This makes the story even more impressive, Tim.
Wow.
So I'm talking up until 5 minutes before the tournament.
Uh-huh.
I was out. I'm not going to play.
What was the cost, by the way? I'm just curious.
I don't remember. What? $20 a person, $25 a person.
No, $20 a head. Yeah,
okay,
$20 a head.
Rick, I want to ask you, as someone who never played horseshoes before, what made you want to even get into this tournament?
No, I was a little more reluctant than John thinks because, you know, I'm a Chicago guy, never played horseshoes, showing up at this tournament that's 25 years old. And like John said, 100 guys. These guys are horseshoe guys.
Okay.
I'm not going to embarrass myself. So I was reluctant too.
Okay.
But, you know, we were hanging together and he said, let's play.
Minutes before.
Yes.
It's a double elimination tournament. And I literally said to Rick, you know what? We played two matches. We're done. We get to drink beer and watch these guys the rest of the day. And sure enough, we lost our first match.
Okay.
So we're in the loser's bracket.
Hold on, John, but who did we lose the first match to? The ultimate champions.
So
right off the bat, you play the best team of everyone, and you lose.
And we lost. And I actually told my girlfriend, Sam, hey, I'll see you in about a half hour. We'll party the rest of the day. And I don't know what happened, but Rick having never played horseshoes, me having not tossed a shoe for at least 7 years, we got good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to describe it.
Uh-huh.
Tammy?
Yeah.
Rick and I ended up making the semifinals of this tournament.
What?
We played, I think, six, seven matches?
As the day went on, the guys who really play started drinking a little more. So we had an advantage, I think. But we played probably seven matches before we ended up playing Ricky.
Who's my brother-in-law. And,
and
darn it all, we lost to Rick. And I'll tell you right now, Rick is a horrible winner. Am I wrong, Rick? My other Rick.
You're correct.
A horrible winner. I hated losing to him, but I couldn't believe we were where we were. And you know what it is? It's a lesson to the kids. Never give up on a dream. And never doubt your never doubt what you've got inside.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from, but all of a sudden we're I don't even know what they're called, ringers or
ringers,
getting the horseshoe around the big thing sticking out of the ground. And I don't even know what it is, but we're doing it all.
And how upsetting was it for the guys who play all the time to watch you guys continue to make it through?
I mean, you'd have to ask them, Tammy. They're currently sitting in Loserville.
Loserville.
And while we didn't win, we tried, we persevered, we got almost there. We were almost champions. And as far as we're concerned, am I right, Rick? That makes us champions.
We are champions.
All right, kid. Well, I'm proud of you. I think this is the start of a fabulous partnership. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to next August.
Will you toss a horseshoe before that?
I don't think I need to.
No. And you know what? I don't think I would change a darn thing, Rick.
I got a little callus on my thumb.
Hey, between guys here, just you and me, we won't air this. Were your thighs really hurting the next day?
Well, no.
Oh, mine neither. Just wondering.
That's got to make it on the air.
Sure. All right, man. Kiss Maria for me, okay? Tell her I said hello.
Will do. All right,
pal.
Sam, love you, buddy.
Nice
love you
to meet you, sweetheart.
See you, Tammy.
Bye.
Bye.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.